Had you heard of Danny Boyle before the film?
No, I had not heard about Danny Boyle. You know, honestly, I swear. And, you know, I just didn't know who he was. You know, I just knew. I was aware of his films when my son educated me about it. But, you know, how it is, you know, like, you know, you're so busy with your own career in Bombay and India. And then you remember the films, but, you know, as like, for example, if I ask you any of the director's name of India, I'm sure you'd be aware of a few of the films, but you won't know who the director of the film is, so.
Did you have any misgivings at all about the film?
Absolutely no misgivings, absolutely. I just went with the flow of it. Once I commit to a film, then I trust, you know, everyone who's behind this camera and everybody who's connected to the film, then I go with complete, you know, I just wear blinkers, you know, completely. I don't listen to anyone. I just go for it completely. Till the film, you either wear the blinkers, not only till I complete the film, but till, you know, after the release, then I am completely with the film, then I'm body and soul with the film. That's what the way I have been always in my life.
Presumably you've had quite a nice life in the sense that you're a huge, massive star in India, but then you've been able to come here and presumably go relatively unnoticed, but now that must have all changed.
Yes, of course. Matter of fact, what is fascinating about this film is, you know, people are completely madly in love with this film. It just amazes me. You know, I've never seen this kind of madness for a film. I was in America. I just boarded the flight from the air hostesses to the pursers to the crew members. You know, people sitting on the flight, they just get up and come up to you and congratulate you. And then I get out from the airport, when I'm walking towards the baggage claim, then I went to the baggage claim, I was surrounded by, you know, so many Americans. There was press, there was paparazzi, and you know, and this, I've seen this happening in India, but I'd never expected this to happen in America.
It's been called the feel-good movie of the decade, I think, or of the century, definitely of the year.
Yeah.
Do you think it is a feel-good film?
It is a feel-good film, but it's today's feel-good film. You know, if you make a feel-good film with completely like a candy floss, or which everybody's good and everything is beautiful and hunky-dory, and you know that, I don't think so will appeal to the audience. They like the film, but not to this extent. This is like the real life, the way the world is.
Do you think there's any way in which the film panders to Western stereotypes of India?
Not at all. Matter of fact, not at all. This is one of the films which I... There were a few films which were made earlier which pandered to the stereotype of India. But this is completely, completely so real, you know. And, you know, of course, the story is fiction and the story is a fairy tale. But the backdrop is very real. And then, you see, I'm... Like, for example, my character. No, you know, he's today, he's modern, he's real, he's power hungry, he's ambitious, he's an achiever, he doesn't want anybody else to, you know, come reach to where he has reached. You know, all the modern kind of, you know, achiever is today, and who wants to be all powerful and become richer and richer.